"It looks like a row, Your Honor," says the policeman. Ochumielov makes a half-turn to the left and strides towards the crowd. He sees the aforementioned man in the unbuttoned waistcoat standing close by the gate of the timber yard, holding his right hand in the air and displaying a bleeding finger to the crowd. On his half-drunken face there is plainly written, "I'll pay you out, you rogue." And indeed the very finger has a look of a flag of victory. In this man Ochumielov recognizes Ryukin, the goldsmith. The culprit who has caused the sensation, a white borzoi puppy with a sharp muzzle and a yellow patch on her back, is sitting on the ground with her forepaws outstretched in the middle of the crowd, trembling all over. There is an expression of misery and terror in her tearful eyes. "What is this all about?" Ochumielov inquires, pushing his way through the crowd. "What are you here for? Why are you waving your finger? Who was it shouted?"
"I was walking along here, not interfering with anybody, Your Honor," Ryukin begins, coughing into his fist. "I was talking about firewood with Mitri Mitrich, when this low brute, for no rhyme or reason, bit my finger. You must excuse me. I'm a working man. Mine is fine work. I must have damages, for I shan't be able to use this finger for a week. Maybe it's not even the law, Your Honor, that one should put up with it from a beast. If everyone is going to be bitten, life wouldn't be worth living."